And we continue at 106 in the afternoon, Talk Radio 790 KABC, the John Phillips Show, broadcasting live in exile from the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa Living Room Studios. And it's time to fully reopen the state of California for business. Mr. Randy Wang's at the sports desk in Culver City.
John, we have an update on fake Dr. Barbara Ferrer.
I have tech issues.
The L.A. County Board of Supervisors is holding their weekly grill down with her, but it was actually preempted because they wanted to first do a presentation from an actual doctor to talk about monkeypox, and Babs got jealous and took over.
Since related to declared outbreaks of infectious disease, in this case, monkeypox, which I held. We'll hear a presentation from Dr. Rita Singhal, our chief medical officer. And I think Dr. Ferrer is available if we have additional questions. Good morning to you both. Dr. Singh.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much, Super.
Wasn't your turn to speak, Babs.
Dr. Singh.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much, Supervisor. And we are both here. I want to just start with our appreciation to all the board offices for your support as we.
They want to talk to the actual chief medical officer for the county about monkeypox, and she interrupts so she can kiss their ass first because she's jealous that they wanted to talk to a real doctor.
Can you imagine how much those real doctors must hate her guts?
I think there are a lot of medical professionals every day that just shake their heads in shame, the same way that she did when Garcetti said he gave him the full face.
I give him the full face.
800-222-KABC is the telephone number, 1-800-222-5222. It is a pleasure to welcome our next guest to the program. She is the Professor of Political Science Emeritus at California State University at Fullerton, Professor Barbara Stone. Welcome.
Good afternoon, John.
Before we get to California, I'm curious to get your take on the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago.
Let's put it this way. If it actually is about misuse of classified documents, at least I will bet big money that President Trump did not have classified documents show up on the laptop of a pedophile named Anthony Weiner. Which, for your listeners who don't follow it, that's what Hillary Clinton did. Look, you know, you could have gone after Hillary for that, and you had a defeated presidential candidate. You don't do that. Banana republics do that. You have a defeated presidential candidate, president, actually. I know you hate him, but you don't do it. And all I can say is that they look like raving idiots. I do not have contacts in the FBI. I do with people who were with the Department of Justice, like as assistant U.S. attorneys. And they said in the best of times, you can't prove cases like that, and it doesn't look like it's anything here. And they, in fact, are making the assumption that if the Republicans pull it off and win both houses of Congress, they'll do something like try to impeach Merrick Garland, and that he probably deserves it, unless there's something here we're not seeing. And I don't know if anyone's mentioned it. Dear Lord, to get their search warrant, they went to a federal magistrate judge. That's not even a regular old federal judge. That's sort of like our commissioners, and got them to go, oh, yeah, you just go raid the house of the former president. They look like idiots. They look like partisans. They look like someone should toss the whole bunch, unless there's something there we don't know about. I think it's just a fishing expedition to try to find something they can hang him out for on January 6th, but that's my opinion. And if I may just add this, because this is not my great idea, it's the idea of a presidential scholar at NYU who does not like Trump, but says in the end that Trump doesn't ever get attacked and not attack back. And the question will be, does the evidence of what's being found overwhelm his ability to capitalize politically? And I think that's going to be your big question, and the answer is going to be no.
You know, it's interesting. Whether you're talking about what's going on right now at the FBI, or if you want to talk about California and talk about what's going on at the local level with, the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, what you have is you have organizations that are supposed to be non-political. They're supposed to be run by experts who follow certain protocols where they don't show bias towards one group or another. They're just supposed to play it straight. And they have become occupied by zealots and politicized and weaponized to become essentially appendages that can be used to go after the political enemies of the ruling class, which in both cases happen to be Democrats, Joe Biden federally, and certainly the 4-1 majority on the LA County Board of Supervisors locally. And then they get upset when they figure out that the public has zero respect for them and pays zero attention to them. They can't have it both ways, though.
Well, and this is your problem when you get into we're going to be run in this objective way by quote-unquote experts. Experts sort of exist in their own minds, and experts talk to other experts who agree with them, and then you put them in government where you can't reach them. I heard some, I'm sorry, idiot Republican congresswoman the other day going, when we get power, we're going to fire Anthony Fauci. No, you can't fire Anthony Fauci. When Trump initially talked about going after the deep state, he was right. I don't think he knew enough to know what he needed to do it. But the only way, John, and this is going to reveal my political biases, that you can do something about it, other than just around the edges, is you have to reduce the scope of government, and that's hard.
Well, and they're going in the opposite direction. The Democrats want to hire a bunch of new IRS agents so they can go after us and audit us.
Absolutely. Now, before you get too excited there, you have to be a tiny bit fair. Dick Nixon used the IRS that way. And I know that he did. So it's not just within the experts, quote-unquote, I was just being mean about. It's within the politicians who can wield that weapon. And, man, it takes quite a person not to do it. And we don't seem to have any of those around right now.
We're speaking with Professor Barbara Stone, Professor of Political Science Emeritus at California State University at Fullerton. Barbara Ferrer, the fake doctor over at the LA County Department of Public Health, has been under fire for a variety of scandals that she's been involved in and personal failings. However, the number one problem that she has is that she screwed up COVID. But it became apparent very early on that the LA County Board of Supervisors was going to stand by her and they weren't going to switch horses mid-pandemic. We now have another virus that's causing problems in Los Angeles County and globally, and that is monkeypox. And the county of Los Angeles has totally screwed up the monkeypox vaccine rollout. It is almost impossible to get one of those shots unless you fit very specific categories. But you look at other counties throughout California, you look at other states around the country, and it is very easy if you're in a vulnerable population to get one of those shots. She is screwing that up again. Do you think the Board of Supervisors, if that one spirals out of control the same way COVID-19 did, will give her as much slack as they did the last time, or do you think they'll have a quick hook?
Honest answer, on this one, no, they won't do anything. First of all, people aren't dying. How's that? Secondly, believe it or not, now I don't know that she doesn't seem, she's missing something. Okay, that's I guess what I actually want to say. So she may not know that she can blame the federal government for this, but in part she can. We contributed to big dollars to the development of this vaccine in Denmark. We ordered large amounts of the vaccine from Denmark as monkeypox began spreading. Man, this is good. We're on top of it. Except the FDA had not gone and looked at the major factory when it was being made, so the stuff couldn't get shipped. So if I'm Barbara, I'm going, oh, we just didn't get enough, and we have to, you know, in the name of equity, have it here, have it there, but blah, 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 blah. That's how I'd protect myself, but I don't know if she knows enough. But I think the big problem, not problem, that's not fair. Thank goodness it doesn't. People don't die from this.
But it's really disgusting.
Oh, you think. Oh, yeah. In fact, it's so funny. I'm sitting here talking to you and suddenly my arm's itching. So, oh, yeah. No, it's disgusting. And I heard your bit with Randy about she just has to be the center of attention, when actually for once the supervisor wanted to talk to the real doc. And that should happen more, but I just don't see them going after her when she fits so much more that this board wants, in terms of non-credentials, but objective characteristics, that I don't see this bringing her down. She has to make them look bad, really bad, for something to happen.
Well, she did that with the mask mandates.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
He lost a 3-2 vote.
And basically, she got stepped on. You know, they may have done it behind the scenes and this, that, or the other. But, oh, no, our girl with the crazy hair got stepped on that one. And she got herself in a position where she could not win, and apparently she didn't know it, which is why I go, she may not have the brains to go, this is all the federal government's fault.
Let's shift gears and talk about Gavin Newsom, because Gavin Newsom is a guy who's spending money on ads in Florida, on ads in Texas. He's very engaged in Florida and Texas politics on any number of subjects. But locally here, and I asked this question to Alex Michelson on Friday because he had a sit down with the governor, and he asked him about George Gascon, and he pretended like he didn't know who he was. And then he asked him about Barbara Ferrer. He didn't know who she is either. And his overall answer on both of those subjects is localism is determinative, which means he doesn't have any opinions on any of it that he's wanting to offer to Alex Michelson or to the people of Los Angeles County. How is it that you can be so engaged in the politics of a state on the opposite side of the country and one in the middle of the country, but not even be passingly familiar with what's going on in L.A. County?
John, that was a strange rhetorical question, because the answer, of course, is he's not a totally stupid pretty boy. And everything you get back is that he wishes Barbara Ferrer would just shut up and go away because of the stuff during COVID, where he looked bad. Gascon and the things on crime, oh my God, they make him look bad. So it's no, not me. It's those people, crazy people in Los Angeles County doing it. And keep in mind, I honestly believe, Gavin Newsom honestly believes, that he is virtually reelected and it's just a matter of going through the motions. So the boy is running for president as hard as he can. And he's in these other states telling them, come to California, the land of freedom, the land of happiness, milk and honey, all those things. We don't want to pretend L.A. County is happening, so he doesn't.
What should the Republican do who's running against him? The Republican is Brian Dahle, an assemblyman from rural Northern California. He hasn't been able to raise any money. He hasn't been able to get his name out there in any significant way. What should he be doing right now?
Well, and he's going to have trouble raising money because everybody else thinks Gavin's virtually reelected. Actually, what he needs to do is where he can, and where he can, John, is earned media, all right? He can give TV interviews. There are stations that will do it. He can go on programs. He should be on yours, where he's reaching people and sounding like somebody you would really like to have. And besides, he's not Gavin Newsom. Where he has, well, actually, this is going to sound silly, but the message I would be getting out, I think, is that, okay, here's what's wrong with California quickly. It's called crime, economics, costs of everything, water. He'll ride water heavily because that's where he's from. Things are awful here. Gavin wants to bring this to the country. All of you, independents, Democrats, as well as Republicans, if you want to save the country, vote for me against Gavin. I'm not saying I can win, but the less he wins by, the more it keeps him from being president. And believe it or not, there will be people who will be receptive to that.
He's not doing that, though. I think we've invited him to come on this program probably seven or eight times. Yeah. He's come on once. Alex Michelson told me he doesn't do his show. He doesn't pop up on any of the programs I watch. You see him on Newsmax and One America every now and then. But he's not doing the big shows where that have all the visibility. So if earned media is the way to go, he's not doing it in the right places.
The closest model I have to that was, I remember years ago, I think it was Bill Jones was the Republican nominee. And he was from the Central Valley, Fresno area. And I knew him. I knew his family, you know, whatever. And he never showed up down here. He honestly believed he could win by working the parts of the state that didn't like Democrats, working the Central Valley, working the Northeast, working, is it San Bernardino who wants to secede from the state? He thought he could win doing that. And I remember telling the people, but the voters are in Los Angeles. He thought he could do without it. I don't know that that's what's going on with Dolly, but it wouldn't shock me. It's a major error.
Let's talk about the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, who is still twisting in the wind. He wants to be the next ambassador to India. He clearly doesn't have the votes, and the longer this goes on, the worse it tends to get. He just got caught in a lie, speaking to a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He told her that he was taking a trip to Washington, D.C. strictly for city business. And when she said, oh, no, you met with the Hispanic caucus explicitly to talk about your ambassadorship, he got up and ran away from her, literally physically got up and ran away from the reporter after being caught in a lie. If you thought that this guy had good political skills at all, or at least enough to be thought of as being a presidential candidate, man, he has shown throughout this process that's not true.
Oh, come on, John. Gavin Newsom just went to Washington and said, nah, I'm not ready for president. I'm here to receive an award. Come on. that's what these turkeys do. But I'll tell you something. I don't understand what's going on with Eric Garcetti. I really don't. Periodically, some important Democrat senator will pop up and say, okay, it's time to be done with this. One more week, we'll move to a vote. One more week, we don't move to a vote. The White House, surely you're twisting in the wind too. I mean, it's not just Eric Garcetti, who I think is pretty done politically, so maybe from his point of view, he might as well try to ride it out. But normally they step in and go, buddy, we're pulling the nomination. You can do it voluntarily. That's not happening. I literally do not understand why they aren't pulling the nomination. But they aren't. And it's a funny thing. You do realize, of course, on paper, as these ambassadors go, Garcetti's relatively qualified. He actually has degrees in international relations, specialties in Southeast Asia, and I know taught a class or two at SC on the topic. So he actually, by ambassador standards, is pretty qualified. But it's not going to happen. And somehow, someone he has a hold, I don't know what it is, but it's blowing me away. And I'll make the comment to, I'm sure, Joe Biden is thinking through all these things. India is a big deal right now. We're depending on India to help us buffer things against China, and we're sitting there without an ambassador. Come on, guys.
Professor Barbara Stone, professor of political science emeritus at California State University at Fullerton, thanks so much for stopping by. Always a pleasure.
John, it was fun to rant and rave a little bit. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Right now, we're continuing with the Fix California Hour, and the Los Angeles City Council earlier today, Randy, debated whether or not they would prevent bums from living next to school campuses.
And for the second Tuesday in a row, they had to shut down the LA City Council because rioters took over, started trying to jump over the gate, tried to go after members of the City Council. Stuff like that happened. So they took a 20-minute recess that lasted an hour. They finally came back after they got all the crazies out of there. And the members of the City Council, some of them very upset about the rioting, took shots at their political opponents like Paul Koretz.
The right thing to do. And just because Kenneth Mejia and his band of anarchists tried to break up two different meetings, we're not going to stand for it. And we're going to take the action that we need to take.
Paul Koretz is not wrong.
God, I never thought I'd hear those words come out of your mouth.
Vote Koretz in November, everybody. Otherwise, it's going to be real interesting. But, of course, the big ally of the rioters is L.A. City Councilman Meth Bonin, who was very upset that the City Council was taking this final vote to simply ban homeless encampments from schools and daycare centers. And he decided that he was going to defend the bums, since no one else will.
On to and rebut, because a few folks have talked about misguided energy and doing things that are unthinkable. I submit.
You mean like the rioters you invited to destroy the house that you work in?
That's your crowd, dude. Your crowd.
I submit, as I have consistently, that this issue is misguided energy. And that what we are going to do is actually a lack of strength.
Boy, he cannot string two sentences together.
No, he really can't. He has the shakes or something.
Well, we do know about his past. I mean, he's told us himself.
Oh, he's still on drugs. He's dealing drugs and sleeping with teenagers in encampments.
His words. I never said that.
I submit, as I have consistently, that this issue is misguided energy, and that what we are going to do is actually a lack of strategy and a lack of tactics, and as Mr. Koretz said, ultimately unthinkable.
Where are you going with this, buddy?
He doesn't know, I don't think.
The two people who spoke talked about how, well, yes, of course, this isn't going to solve homelessness. You know, no one thing does, and you know, we have to do a whole bunch of different things. The fact of the matter is, this is going to make the problem worse. This is going to disconnect people from services. This is going to channel our time and our money and our energy into moving people around instead of moving people inside. It is actually harmful.
It's harmful to the homeless that you don't want them near school children.
Think about what he's saying here for a second. Who's that character on The Simpsons who always says, but the children, think about the children.
Oh, yeah, the preacher's wife.
That's always the war cry of politicians. Whether it's a school bond, whether it's a budget, you name it. They're always talking about the children.
You know, I for years I had this on the wall and I never use it. And I actually got rid of it last week. But hey, you referenced it.
That's all we used to hear about whenever we debate a subject here in California. Prop 187, think about the children. Library bond, think about the children. Park bond, definitely think about the children. And now they've just moved on all at once from think about the children, and now it's all think about the bums. How does this impact the bums? Who cares about the children? They can drop dead.
You know, it's even more insulting. Meth Bonin has like a third grade son. You're not worried about him being attacked by the bums that you unleashed on your city?
Well, he also has a third grade mentality.
Fact of the matter is, this is going to make the problem worse.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
This is going to disconnect people from services. This is going to channel our time and our money and our energy into moving people around instead of moving people inside. It is actually harmful. I don't think the council has done its due diligence on this issue at all. At least when Mr. Buscaino attempted this last year, which I opposed, there were specific addresses listed. On this, we don't have a map. We have not done any study of how comprehensive and how impactful this will be.
The language says no schools and daycare centers, buddy.
So this is what he's trying to do here. By trying to flood them with paperwork, he wants to create yet another delay that would prevent this from being enacted.
Well, and if you delay it a few more months, you'll have a completely different city council on there.
That's right. So that's the goal. I'm not saying I'm opposed to it. I just want to delay it.
On this, we don't have a map. We have not done any study of how comprehensive and how impactful this will be. We don't have a list of the daycare centers that will be impacted or of the independent or private schools. The only map that I have seen about the impact of this has been from someone running for office.
Oh, you mean the city controller candidate that you endorsed that just started a riot? Well, according to Paul Koretz, I don't think he was there, but I like that Paul Koretz insinuated that that riot was started from his opponent.
He's starting to grow on me, that Koretz.
You know, and Koretz was talking really passionately about the daycare centers and about the babies, but actually he was talking about baby back ribs.
Well, that would be up his alley.
Has been from someone running for office. We have not calculated what percentages of our districts will be impacted by this. The only chart I have seen on that is by somebody running for office who has shown that in the data that he and his team have put together, that as much as 30% of a bunch of districts will be impacted by this, that Council District 1, 48% of it will be impacted by this.
So what you're saying is, in Council District 1, 48% of the district has schools and daycare centers, and there shouldn't be homeless encampments near there. What's the problem here?
Well, that means those kids are living in complete misery.
This body has talked about how it wants to get to solve this problem, and it doesn't want to be guided by and
Okay, stop the tape here for a second. I'm beyond wanting to solve the problem. We clearly can't do that in the state of California. I have moved on. I just want them away from me, and we want them away from the kids so that they're not at recess looking at a bum shooting up.
And I was just in Austin, which, according to Texas, has a big homeless problem. Didn't see one encampment the entire time. And I wish we had a city that every other city had that they do to us, and we could just send them somewhere like L.A.
It really is a specific California thing. Actually, it's not a California thing. What it is a Pacific Coast thing, because it's really bad in Portland. It's really bad in Seattle. It's my understanding that it's getting bad in Alaska, too. But you go to other parts of the country, and it doesn't look like it does in Los Angeles. In Florida, they have great weather. They have beaches. They have tourists. They have wealth. They do not have the homeless problem that we have in California. Same thing is true with other southern states. The South has good weather. That's why they play the bowl games there. And they don't have the homeless population that we do in California. Why? Because of government.
This body has talked about how it wants to get to solve this problem, and it doesn't want to be guided.
Now, he's not talking about his body in the third person. He's talking about the city council, but I feel like I had to make that clarification.
Thank you for that.
This body has talked about how it wants to get...
Because sometimes, you know, when you're high on meth, your body speaks for you.
Well, Jesse Ventura used to be Jesse the Body Ventura.
This body has talked about how it wants to get to solve this problem, and it doesn't want to be guided by and locked in lawsuits forever. I cannot for the life of me figure out how what this is doing. If we're talking about 30 or 40 or 48% of different districts, I cannot for the life of me figure out how this is at all consistent with the Boise decision, and I cannot for the life of me figure out how this is at all consistent with the settlement in the Alliance case that this council has entered into. A settlement that this council has entered into saying we want to get out of lawsuits, we want to move past lawsuits and get to solutions. I will close just by saying this.
Did he just crush his water bottle?
It sounds like it. Maybe he took his can of beer and crushed it on his forehead.
You know, sometimes people that are recovering from certain addictions like meth, they have to constantly be doing something with their hands. They just can't control it. And he does lots of weird hand motions. Apparently he was playing with his water bottle the entire time he's giving this impassioned speech.
I will close just by saying this.
It's either that or the bubble wrap from See's Candy.
Every time we discuss this issue, it is a waste of time and energy and attention.
Methy, can you put down the bottle while you're speaking, please?
Or at least just move it away from the microphone.
I will close just by saying this. Every time we discuss this issue, it is a waste of time and energy and attention. And by approving this ordinance, you are guaranteeing you are going to be back into conversations over lawsuits and settlements and what the city can and cannot do. And that is where the time and the money and the energy and the focus will be. And you are going to be discussing 4118 like a nightmare Groundhog Day for years and years to come.
And that didn't motivate anybody. The measure passed 11-3.
No. In that body of lunatics, they have collectively moved on from Meth Bonin, which is why he's recruiting candidates to run for city council, so there can be more lunatics on that council.
He's actively trying to make that body as worse as possible on his way out, because he knew he was going to get recalled, and this is his revenge. Instead of fighting the recall and losing, he decided to say he was retiring and put all his political capital into getting lunatics elected in the other seats of the city council.
What was the final vote on this one?
11-3. So you had people like Blumenfeld and Martinez and Rodriguez and people voting with common sense of, hey, bums shouldn't be allowed to assault children. And then you had Nithya Raman, Marquise Harris-Dawson, and Methy here saying, no, that wouldn't be fair to the homeless.
I wonder if Meth Bonin thinks he won the debate because the voices in his head agree with him.
Oh, he's still on drugs. He's dealing drugs and sleeping with teenagers in encampments.
I just need to indulge myself. Can we hear him play with the water bottle one more time?
Once more.
I will close just by saying this. Every time we discuss this issue, it is a waste of time and energy and attention. And by approving this ordinance, you...
How sweaty do you think his handshake is?
Very, very, very clammy. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hey, good job. Yeah, I'm a retired LAPD officer. Do you know that the daycare center for employees at City Hall was so inundated with harassment from homeless people who have their own security for that location? I just think it's hypocrisy that that location gets security, but public entities don't.
No, they just want everyone else to be on their own, and they want to be concerned about the homeless population and not about the kids who are being traumatized on a daily basis by having to witness all of that dysfunction. Let's
it's just
go
incredible
to.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
No, all right, I think. Thinking about. The own employees are being assaulted by the homeless walking to City Hall.
It's crazy. I do not know why they refuse to do anything about it, given the fact that they have to live here too. It's one thing if you got to live on an ivory tower and you didn't have to put up with any of the problems. Oh, speaking of which, you know the daughter of the owner of the LA Times, who's on the Public Safety Commission over in West Hollywood?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, after she voted to defund the police, she moved to England. Somebody just told me that. So I'm going to work to confirm that.
Now, she was at last night's Public Safety Commission meeting, but maybe, you know what? She can afford a place anywhere she wants. Daddy gives her lots of money.
We'll get on that. But an official in West Hollywood told me she's either moving to London or has moved to London. So we'll try to figure that one out.
So is she going to try to defund the Bobbies?
She could. Maybe she'll move to Canada and defund the Mounties.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.